All the talk here in Boston today is about the coming snowstorm, but our next story is about a different kind of storm. It's about, well, for lack of a better word, it's a poop storm. Kerry Wilk is an underwater photographer based in Toronto. Last year, he captured some incredible images of a sperm whale while he was diving off the coast of Dominica. Then, Kerry, something happened when you approached the sperm whale. Tell us what.
The whale actually came up to us, stopped, and unleashed what's being called a poonado or poopnado on us. It basically stopped right beside us, pointed its business end at us, and unleashed for a number of minutes. And after it unleashed its bowel movement, it proceeded to bob up and down in the water, splash its tail around, and basically make the poo ball as large as it could to hide itself. And then it burst out of the ball into the depths once it was finished.
So you said it defecated for several minutes. What was that like? I mean, what did you see?
At first, it was sort of normal, because sperm whales, whenever sperm whales dive, or even just as they're passing by you, it's actually quite common to see sperm whales defecate like this. Well, not like this, but you can see them defecating. This time it was just on a whole, you know, several orders of magnitude larger than a normal, you know, defecation event. It would just come out in bursts, burst after burst after burst. It just didn't really seem to have an end. And then at one point, when the poo cloud was large enough, you could no longer see the whale. It was completely obscured within the poo cloud. Who knows what was going on inside there, if he was doing more, or if he was just waiting for the cloud to spread. But
and yet, despite all of this, the natural response would be to get away from this cloud of poop, but you stayed and photographed it.
Well, how often are you going to find yourself in a sperm whale poonado? So I took the opportunity to get as many photos as I could from both inside and outside of the poo ball, despite the fact that the result was getting the matter all over, you know, our hair, inside of our wetsuits, on our faces, some went in our mouths.
I have to ask you, does it smell underwater? I mean,
well,
is
underwater,
that even possible?
You know, underwater, it doesn't smell, but on the surface, I did take a moment to take my mask off to get a whiff of the event. And sure enough, it is very pungent, actually.
Why do you think whales do this? I mean, you were too close to them and they reacted?
It's being speculated that this is actually a defense mechanism that the whale was using in order to, well, very similar to how an octopus or squid or any cephalopod might release ink toward a predator in order to confuse or distract it while it tries to get away.
I suspect next time you see a sperm whale, you'll be a little more careful.
Yeah, well, you know, as strange and gross and disgusting as the event actually was, I really actually do feel sort of privileged to have been able to encounter this. So a lot of people are asking or saying, you know, oh man, that must have been terrible. But really, when I look back at it and I look at the photos, it was actually a really wonderful sort of experience.
Well, the photos are phenomenal. I mean, despite what we see going on there, they are incredible. And we've got them at PRI.org, the calm before the storm and then the poop storm itself. Again, PRI.org. And Kerry Wilk, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.